time for today's No Sweat News. On Friday's No Sweat News quiz, we give away the S&M 2 on vinyl.
Ooh.
And a 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery scratch-offs.
Thank you very much.
Let's go.
Could use a little money right now myself.
Go to the videotape, if you will, as we get into today's No Sweat News. Here's the good news. It's actually a really good news, No Sweat News, all the way around.
Oh, good.
Even though we're not reviving that brand since we're all kind of over it.
Yeah.
Here's some COVID-19 good news, and this could actually be a game changer. A new paper COVID test invented in India could change how we identify who has COVID and who doesn't.
Oh, wow.
So those who have it can quarantine and get over it, and those who don't can go about their lives. Here's the deal. Researchers in India have invented this test where a thin piece of paper is stuck into the nostril, and a sample is analyzed. It's basically it's the same as a PCR test, but with a piece of paper instead of a swab that feels like it's scratching the inside of your brain. That's what it felt like to me.
Oh, yeah.
I had to sneeze for 4 hours after that.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the new test has a 96% sensitivity rate and a 98% specificity rate, which means it doesn't miss positives, that's the sensitivity, and it doesn't give false negatives, that's the specificity.
Okay, interesting.
So if this paper test takes the place of the antigen test, which is very much hit or miss, this could be a good thing. Now, here's the real game changer. Ready?
Yes, I am.
There's no turnaround.
No turnaround.
It's like
you don't have to wait for results.
When women pee on a pregnancy test stick, it shows the lines. This is the same thing. If you see two blue lines, once your snot touches it, if you see two blue lines, you got COVID. If not, you're clear.
That's awesome.
I mean, I could see this. I shave. I brush my teeth.
You do a little COVID test.
I do a COVID test. And I know if I got one line, hey, no problem. I can go to the concert.
That's fantastic. Then you can just do that every day.
Right? Now, here's the deal. The even better news, every test is only $7.
$7?
$7.
Not terrible.
So I feel like I'm getting a cold. Oh, I'm a little sniffly. Do I have COVID? Let me check. $7. Worth it to me.
I'll take it.
Right?
Hell, I'll take anything at this point. I like that idea. Good job, India.
Protect my friends and family on that? I'm in. That's
like
good.
It.
You can find that story at WRAT.com. That's in the coronavirus news feed that you ought to be checking out every now and then.
All right.
And in the meantime, wear a goddamn mask, would you?
That would be nice.
Stay 6 feet away from me, you sneezy little son of a...
Oh.
What do you want, the billboard story or the UFO story next?
UFOs, please.
Okay, UFOs for story number two.
I love
we
UFOs.
May have some proof that UFOs do exist and have been captured by the Chinese government.
I told you.
The truth.
I've been saying right here on the Morning Rat Race forever.
That's right.
The truth is out there. Extraterrestrials do exist.
A guy in China recently posted a 4-second video on TikTok of what he believed was a semi-truck transporting a UFO down the road.
Oh, no.
Sadly, let's he was see. So distracted by filming said UFO on the semi-truck that he crashed into a pole.
Oh, no.
Here's the video.
Let's see. Oh, boy. Oh, here we go. Yes. All right, hit that.
Can't fit there.
Oh, holy cow.
I mean, look at this thing. That looks like a UFO.
Can't fit there.
Now, I don't know
that does actually look like a UFO is being loaded onto a truck.
Does anyone speak Chinese? Is that a curse word? Am I going to get fined by the FCC on this?
You better not.
Here, you want to see it again?
That was amazing. I wonder what that thing was, though.
There it is.
I mean, if it's not a UFO, then it's...
An amusement park ride?
I don't know. But it actually looks like your very quintessential flying saucer.
Very much so.
So...
Yeah, maybe they're having a World's Fair over there we don't know about.
Oh, that's possible, yeah.
Like
I suppose, just could be a man-made... Yeah, they could be shooting a movie, for starters, and it just could be a piece of a set.
But it does look like a UFO.
I mean, it looks exactly like a UFO.
And it
but
did
it's
make
true.
That guy crash into a pole.
Well, yeah, that really happened.
So
I
there's
saw
that.
He's going pretty fast, too.
Here's the story of a guy who found love in a very interesting way. We take you to England, Sheffield, Mark Rolfe. 30 years old. Back in January, he spent $500 to rent a billboard to find himself a girlfriend. The billboard had a picture of him laying down on the grass, you know?
Oh, yeah, nice.
His, holding his head up, just laying down like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it said, single, date Mark. This could be the sign you've been waiting for.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And somehow it actually worked. 28-year-old woman reached out to him through the website that he put on the billboard. They started dating, and they call themselves a loving couple now.
Oh.
The billboard.
The billboard worked.
The billboard trick.
I told you billboards work.
See?
But it's time to get the 9 in a row infamous billboard back up.
There's that. That's today's No Sweat News for today. Tuesday, October the 6th, we'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz because we want you to be a winner.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.